This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, class, there are a lot of things that I should get done before the broadcast. And today, I didn't get any of them done. None of them. So, I didn't update our Facebook page with all the details of this morning's broadcast. And there's so many things I did not get done. But I'll do that during the broadcast. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with my dear friend, Kurt Wilson. And Kurt Wilson is a broadcaster. And he's going to tell you about his broadcast in just a couple minutes. But, you know, I love talking off the air with Kurt Wilson. But the problem is we don't get enough chances and times that line up with our schedules to do that. So I thought, you know what? I'll just talk to him on the air. So what you're going to hear in the next 2 hours are the kind of conversations that Kurt Wilson and I have off the air. But we're going to do it on the air. Welcome, Kurt Wilson.
Hey, Vinny. What's happening?
Well, did I say that right? We don't get a chance to talk as much as we'd like to, you know, on the phone. So we're just going to do it on the air.
Yeah, you call me to talk, and I'm like, Vinny, sorry, I got this fire I got to put out. And I call you, and your wife says, he can't come out and play right now, Kurt. So.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, speaking of putting out fires, you're not kidding. I called you one day, and we talked about, hey, you know, so what's happening? What are you up to? And it's like, the smoke is so thick. And we're going to talk about that in a couple of minutes. Kurt, I wanted to share a story with you. It really bothers me. And, you know, there's stories that you read that bother you and me. And here's one that I've been talking about, this kind of thing happening. And fortunately, it doesn't happen very often. But when it does, it's really serious. So let me give you some prep to the story. So I took my class back in the 1990s to Atlanta, Georgia, from Virginia to Atlanta, Georgia, to go to the largest consumer electronics show in the country, the CES, Consumer Electronics Show, in Atlanta, Georgia. And so I chartered this bus, and I sat in the front of the bus. We left at in the afternoon, and we're driving throughout the night. And I was up in the front to make sure the bus driver didn't fall asleep and get us all killed. So I was talking to him, and what I saw in the early morning hours was we're on the interstate, and a tractor-trailer tire and rim crossed the median toward us and was bouncing along the median and crossed right in front of our bus. Now, we're talking about a tire that it would take two guys to lift. It's that heavy. And this thing was going, maybe 70 miles an hour, and it would, you know, was slowing down. Maybe by the time it crossed in front of the bus, and I'm talking like, you know, maybe 50, 60, something feet like that. Maybe it was going 50 miles an hour. But if we hit that darn thing, it would have caused a horrendous crash. Fortunately, it crossed in between all the cars and trucks that were going our direction, and it ended up in the pullover area on the right side of the road. Okay, so that, you know, I saw that happen. So we'll now go to the story I read this morning just before the broadcast, and here's the headline, dailymail.com. Woman, 49, is killed by a flying tire on her way to work in Atlanta. So this woman was in Georgia. She was driving north on Georgia 400 near Atlanta, And police say that the large tire unexpectedly flew off the truck being driven by George, J-O-R-G-E, Herrera, H-E-R-R-A-R-A, before smashing into this woman's car. Now, when it is a wheel and tire assembly, I looked at the pictures, and it looks like if this were a Ford pickup truck, it'd be an F-250 or an F-350. If it were a Dodge, it'd be a 2500 or a 3500. This is a four-wheel drive pickup truck, heavy-duty pickup truck, and the wheel and tire assembly came off the rear. Now, I'm looking at the disc caliper and rotor in this picture, and it looks like the wheel studs are all there. So it's not like the wheel broke off. It's the it's not like the axle came apart. It's not like the rotor came apart. It's not like the wheel bearings came apart. It looks like the lug nuts that hold this wheel and tire assembly onto the axle came loose. Now, it also looks to me like the disc of the rear disc brakes are worn in such a way as the vehicle was not properly maintained. Okay? So there was a wear pattern of neglect, in my opinion, if this is the right vehicle that I'm looking at the picture of. Well, this tire and assembly flew off this pickup truck and landed behind the pickup truck, and it hit right at the point where the top of the windshield meets the roof line, almost in the center of the vehicle. Caved in the windshield, caved in the roof, and killed the driver. Now, it's really tragic, but there's a lesson to be learned here. And, Kurt, let me tell you what we do. We have a torque wrench. Actually, we have a couple torque wrenches, half-inch drive torque wrenches. And we torque every single wheel that we dismount. And we put it back on the vehicle, and we torque it with a torque wrench to the proper specifications that the manufacturer recommends. And we look, when we get in our vehicles, we walk around them. No matter where we are, whether we're at a parking lot, whether we are at the farm, before we get in any vehicle, we look around the vehicle, we do a walk around, and we look under them to make sure there are no dogs sleeping and chickens and cats and those kinds of things sleeping. Make sure there's no obstructions. Make sure nobody put a pail or a bucket or a board or something that, you know, you might not see if you're backing up a vehicle. We do a walk around just to make sure. And we look at the wheels, and we even sometimes thump the tires with like a equivalent of a tire iron, because you can tell whether the tires are low just by looking at them. And you can verify that they're low by thumping.
A pre-flight check.
Pre-flight check. Yes. Yeah. Good point. So what I'm trying to say is these things can be prevented. Now, I've mentioned on this class that you have to be careful of parts flying off these 18-wheelers, because if they are in a situation where they have to slam on the brakes and the brake drums get red hot, they can actually shatter. And a chunk of iron, like the size of a barbell weight, can come flying out from behind the truck and go right through your, you know, windshield. Well, that's kind of what happened to this woman. But it was a tire and a wheel that came off a truck. And I think that, and no charges were against the person behind the wheel of the pickup truck. No charges so far. However, how does this happen? Well, if the lug nuts are not tightened properly, if the wheel is out of balance, that could cause these lug nuts to come off just by the vibration. Now, how can you
not just out of balance? Here's the thing with lug nuts, and I actually, you look at the physics of this. So that was probably an eight lug wheel. If it's on a three-quarter or one-ton pickup.
Yes.
And
yes.
What happens to people who are not competent? Now, this is the one word that escapes millennials perfectly and too many other people. The term competence means ability of whole in ancient Latin, but that means that you perform a task to the best of your ability, not half-assed. Okay, so you got that. Now, a lot of times I have seen people. I've seen this. Okay, people put a they jack a vehicle up, and they put a tire on it, and when you're if the tire is off the ground and you're tightening the lug nuts, sometimes the tire will spin, right? The whole wheel will turn. So they'll yes. lower it down just enough to where it doesn't spin, and then they'll tighten them up. What happens is they're not seated properly, even though they use a half-inch socket and they torque the thing down with their hands, not with a torque wrench, but by their hand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they go, ah, it's on their tight. Okay, and then they lower it down, then they drive. After a couple hundred miles, the weight of the vehicle and the tire turning, the wheel turning, will recenter the tire in the lug nut slots, and it's already loose now at that point. And then just continue. And here's what people do, and you're going to say, "Yep, you're right." People drive along in their vehicle, and they hear a sound, a strange sound, and they go, "Oh, I hear a strange sound," and that's it. They don't stop and go, what the hell's going on? They don't stop and check things. So they keep driving. And I see this with women all the time. You know, I don't know. There's a funny light on my dash. It popped up about a week ago. What does it say? Check engine. You know, or low on water or oil pressure low. They see this thing, this warning, and they ignore it. It's an integrity thing. Personal integrity
and lack of knowledge. I know a guy who was coming to visit me, and the oil light came on his truck, and he thought, well, he was on the interstate. He thought, well, there's an exit up there, you know, a few miles ahead, and he thought he'd pull over there. And what happened? By the time he got there, the engine was blown. From being out of oil. And so he initially thought that the check engine or check oil light or the oil indicator light meant that now's the time to, you know, the oil might be a little low. Might be a little low, just, you know, kind of look at it. And it cost him, I was able to find a used engine for this vehicle. And it was like $1,350 at the time. And that was a pretty expensive lesson.
Mm-hmm.
But the engine warning system came on and said there's a problem. Now before that, what you could do is check the oil like once a week. You know, Saturdays, Sundays, they happen every week, and that might
every
be a
time
good.
You change, every time you put gas in, you should check your oil and you know visual levels.
Yeah, absolutely. Raise that hood, check the coolant, check the belts. Check the oil. Check to see if there's corrosion on the battery. I'll tell you what. Power steering fluid, transmission fluid, it can save you a lot of trouble.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria. From totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern
that
California,
is nice. Thanks very much.
Eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract. spread to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kurt Wilson's with us this morning, and his website, SE, the number one, .us. Kurt, and you're a broadcaster. You're on affiliates, you're on satellite, and you've been doing this for years. Would you please tell us how we can listen to you this weekend?
Oh, it's easy. Go to armchairsurvivalist.com. There's a bunch of different ways. I'm on satellite, I'm on shortwave. There's even an app for me. one of my good listeners and customers, I tried to make an app, okay, and it ended up getting taken over by banner ads and all of this garbage, so he took pity on me and he made an app that no ads, no nothing. Just go to your app store and look for Armchair Survivalist, and you'll find me. But it's armchairsurvivalist.com. I'm on Sundays, 2 to 4 Pacific time. And it's real easy. I'm easy. You can listen to me in all kinds of different ways.
And Kurt, please share with us some of the things that you talk about. What are some of the topics?
Well, see, I have 2 hours. That's it. So what I do is I'm an investigative journalist, a real one, not this fluff fake news that is existing out there. So I have 2 hours, right? You get more news from me in 1 hour than you're going to get from anyone else the whole week. And then in the second hour, I talk about stuff that can help you. My viewpoint is this: when the Schumer hits the fan, you're not going to be in your bunker up in the mountains, surrounded by 10 years of freeze dried food and gold and silver and all this stuff. You're going to be sitting in front of your TV with a beer in your hand, going, "What the hell happened? The electricity's off." So I teach people how to exist in the more optimum state where they are. Let me give you an idea. I have a link on my site. It says show notes. And let's see, history of Israel and Jews, taking care of leather, backing stuff, chemtrails, Lugol's iodine, how to communicate, stupid things people do, personal initiative, Islam, any of the worlds. This is titles of different ones. Water and electric conservation, non-electric heating, how to insulate for winter. And that's an important one, guys. If you don't, two real nice people came in the store, and because we have a store, Survival Enterprises in Hayden, Idaho. They came in the store, and they just moved up here from California. So I said, he was asking for help. He wanted to know things, okay? And I said, okay, so you're from Southern California, so obviously you don't know what insulation is. He goes, no. So in an hour, I taught him how to insulate his house because it gets cold up here. And this is going to be a wet, cold winter. So these are the things that people should learn. And this is, I mentioned, you were talking about the tire thing. And I said it's a matter of incompetence. And you said, and ignorance. And you're right. That's why I try and give people as much information as I can so that they can be more in control of their life and their security and their safety. And you do the same thing. So it's people like you and me. And others that actually care more about people than about making ourselves more powerful, you know, blathering.
Yeah.
So And that's it. That's what I do, and that's what you do.
Yeah. ArmchairSurvivalist.com. ArmchairSurvivalist.com. That's Kurt Wilson. So, Kurt, when we talk, we jog each other's memories. And as you were talking about this guy from Southern California, it reminded me of a friend of mine. And this friend called me up one day, and he said it was last winter. It was really cold. It was, 10, 12, 14 degrees outside. And he said that he was having some work done on his farmhouse, and he had a contractor there, and water was coming out of the ceiling. And it was gushing. I mean, it was a real gusher coming out of the ceiling. And so I told him I had been to his farmhouse, and I told him where to shut the water off and those kinds of things. And so we started talking about it. I said, can you get up in the crawl space or the attic there, and can you get up through the scuttle hole and take a look? And he did, and he saw that what the guy did was he ran PEX plumbing in the attic, on top of the insulation, across from one end of the farmhouse to the other. Now, who in their right mind would do that? Well, hardly anybody, especially in our neck of the woods where it gets cold, especially where you are in Idaho. But the contractor, he just came up from Florida. And that's probably pretty common there. Well, the water in the PEX plumbing line froze, burst the connections, and it took down some ceilings. We'll be right back.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do?
It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kurt Wilson's with us, and, you know, we're talking about things that can be prevented. And I've been thinking about this, you know, particular vehicle, this pickup truck, and the wheel came off. You know, I just can't imagine 8 lug nuts getting looser and looser and looser, and the person behind the wheel not feeling it, not saying, you know, this thing really feels kind of, you know, odd. There's a wobble in the drivetrain. And the person behind the wheel not saying, let me pull over right now before something bad happens. I can't imagine that not, you know, not being felt, you know, the vibration of this loose wheel. Because when you back out these lug nuts, they can be backed out about 3/4 of an inch before they come off. And there's 8 of them that hold a wheel on. So that was one thought. Kurt, and that ties with what you were saying. Also, why are these things happening? Well, one reason, I believe, is we don't have service stations anymore. We used to have these filling stations that would have a mechanic, typically on duty. And maybe it's one guy. Maybe it's a guy who pumps the gas and changes the oil and checks the car and replaces brakes and those kinds of things. I used to be that guy. I used to be a one-man band at a service station back in the 1970s when I was in right after high school. I was that guy pumping gas and replacing brakes and fixing air conditioning systems and changing oil and those kinds of things. And it was my job to look over the vehicles of the people who were getting gasoline. I would say, would you like me to check under the hood? And I'd look under the hood and I'd check the oil, engine oil, I'd look at the cooling system to see if it seemed like it needed to be topped off. But I wouldn't take the cap off because it's under pressure and you could get burned very badly from that. I would check power steering fluid, you know, those kinds of things. I would do a walk around. And we don't do that anymore. You know, now it's you fill up your own tank and get on your way, right? And the other thing that's missing from the equation is the weekend mechanics. The guys who would raise the hoods of their vehicles every weekend on Saturday. They'd wash the car, check it, you know, maybe replace the muffler, whatever it needed. Change the spark plugs, do a tune-up, points, condenser, rotor, cap, those kinds of things. That's what we used to do. But you don't see that anymore. Because, for a lot of reasons. Kurt, what are your thoughts?
Well, there's a lot of reasons. Here's the problem, is that 100 years ago, we were responsible for ourselves. 50 years ago, we were responsible for ourselves. So when something went wrong, I mean, hell, I was in high school going to automotive class, and there were half the class was women, were girls, because they wanted to know what to do in case their car had some little minor screw up. And it was, you know, it was accepted that if you're going to take your car to get a brake job at a place, they're going to screw you and charge you a lot of money because it's a mystery. That's the thing. It's a mystery what they do. But if it's no longer a mystery, well, then you can't get ripped off. And it was for all facets of life. We were taught how to clean a house. We were taught, and I mean clean a house.
Mm-hmm.
We were taught how to clean. We were taught how to take care of our car. We were taught that we didn't have garbage, our personal belongings piled up. It's a joke in the cartoons where you see a teenager's room and it's just dirty clothes piled in the corner. You know, that's a joke. That's a cartoon. That wasn't real life because we all had places that we kept our stuff because we were taught to. And there's reasons that we were taught these things and we didn't argue. It was like, you don't pile your dirty clothes up because spiders crawl underneath them and live that way. So we were taught how to, we were taught firearm safety. We were taught to respect our clothing. I mean, can you believe that? We were taught how to respect our clothing and our shoes.
Absolutely, because it costs money, and money was scarce. You know, you're talking about the tail end of the Depression.
You bet. Every year for school, Mom would take us to Sears, and I would get 3 pair of 501 blue jeans for $5 a pair. And that was my school clothes. And we were taught how to sew. We were taught how to wash clothes and dry clothes. We were taught how to take care of ourselves, you see. But as the society changed, it got a little more difficult for us to both make a living and perform all the tasks that we needed to do to take care of ourselves. So instead of every Saturday popping the hood, checking things out, gluing some weather stripping back on that fell off or whatever on your car and making sure it's ready for the next week. We take it to some shop to do this for us, and they charge $180 for a complete checkup. Mm-hmm. And, yes, that's a lot of money, but you know what? We didn't have to do it. We could spend more time watching TV or mm-hmm. going out to some movie or something. And so it just started changing. Now you have a class of people called millennials. Like my grandpa used to say, they couldn't pour piss out of a boot with the instructions on the heel. These, not all of them, and I hate to use generalities, and I don't, but the millennial race creatures right now, they can't do anything. They can't cook. They couldn't cook an egg. Why? Because they don't cook. They go out to eat, mm-hmm. always. Mm-hmm. They don't know anything about their car. They know how to lock it and unlock it because they have a remote control. But the sad thing is they also have these phones that they shove their head firmly up its orifice and put all their attention on this phone while they're driving. While they're driving. I mean, that's everybody knows that. The segments of society, not all of society, segments of society are willing to subvert the teachings of sanity and reality for the joy of the new digital age.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And this is what we see.
When I was teaching public high school in Virginia, I took it upon myself to rewrite the curriculum for high school. Now, I'm just some guy, right? And I decided, I don't really think we're doing this right. I think we need to rewrite the curriculum. And there's nobody to do it, so I did it. I didn't ask for permission. I just rewrote it. And what I wrote into the curriculum was a business series of classes and subject matter. And that subject matter included principles of insurance, principles of banking, principles of interest, ethics, morals, okay? How money works. You know, there's just a few of the things in the business part of the education that these children would be learning in high school. And I presented this written document to the superintendent of schools for that particular county. And I was shot down. It's like, we're not going to do that. Now, instead of doing that, and this I hope doesn't seem racist, but I'm going to say it anyway. We spent time learning about Black history. Now, I think it's fine to learn about history, the way it really happened. But not, if we're going to do Black history, let's do Indian history, okay? Let's do all of the immigrants that came to this country. Let's do, you know, them one at a time. And we could probably accomplish that in maybe 10 or 15 years. But since we only have 4 years for high school, let's just teach history, what really happened, including the blacks and the Indians and the immigrants. But let's weave that in on a timeline, the way it really happened.
Yeah,
I'm all
now
for
we're getting
that.
Now we're getting into UNESCO, and we're getting into how the UN, starting in the 50s, started creating the guidelines for schools so that we would be more mm-hmm. tolerant and less white and less American. Do you know?
Well, I'll tell you how intolerant I was. So, in one of the schools where I was teaching, in the library, they had these little statues of people, and they were in this window. And it's probably like 20 feet long of these 1 foot tall statues of people I didn't recognize. And I looked at them. I looked at one and the next one and the next one and the next one. And I didn't recognize any of these people. Now, these were allegedly really famous people that I should, you know, look up to and respect. But I never heard of them. So I said to the librarian, I walked up to her. You know, I'd see her every time I went into the building, which is, you know, every day. And I went up to the librarian and I said, this guy right here, this statue, is he a guy that stood next to someone who stood next to someone who stood next to someone who actually did something? Is that why this guy's? Is that why this statue is here? Because he stood next to someone who did something? And this is back in the 90s. So why are we wasting time with this?
It It is part of the plan. Do you know what UNESCO is?
Please share with us.
All right.
Give our whole class a thumbnail sketch of UNESCO.
You have the UN, but the UN had decided that we cannot have a one-world government. And this is not just me. I'm not dramatizing this. This is almost verbatim. We're not going to accomplish a one-world government because children are being infected by their parents into nationalism and patriotism. So we have to destroy that. So we're going to create a group called United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, UNESCO. UNESCO is the organization that came up with Common Core. UNESCO is the organization that came up with John has two daddies, Mary has two mommies. UNESCO is the organization that came up with the idea, let's share every religion except Christianity and every history except whites and American. This is what UNESCO is. Now, I know all of this. I remember as a kid hearing about them. But Trump, 2 weeks ago, pulled us out of UNESCO. We're no longer under their control. They do a lot of different things. I did a whole show on it. But this is why you have the schools that are so insane. Because every single teacher, not some, every single teacher who has tenure has to be trained at a UNESCO training academy.
Yeah, and it was formed in 1945.
Yep.
71 years ago. UNESCO. United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. We'll be right back. Kurt Wilson's with us. And I'll tell you about the guys whose pants are falling down when I saw them in the hallway in high school. I'll tell you what I did.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3x for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kurt Wilson's with us. You know, Kurt, I used to be a computer consultant for a number of county school districts in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And I spent a lot of time in two particular school districts, more time in those two than any other of the districts. And one of them, I was there almost every day. And when I was there, I would be, typically be carrying something down the hallway, and I would see students, and typically you'd see these young guys with their pants falling down. And I hated it. It really bothered me. I thought, gosh, this is ridiculous. Why would anybody do that? So what I decided to do was make the situation worse. And so as a teacher, I would have typically khaki slacks on, leather shoes or boots, leather boots, a leather belt, a long sleeve shirt, solid color, typically white with a tie. Sports coat. That's how I dressed as a member of the faculty, because I was considered faculty as a computer consultant. And so I stood out from the way the students would dress. And whenever I saw one of these young guys with their pants falling down, I would say, I'm so glad you're here. Can you help me carry this? Would you carry this for me? So now here we've got this dilemma. So here's a guy whose pants are falling down, and I give him something to carry that requires two hands. And he can't do it. He literally can't. I mean, he's shuffling down the hallway, trying to have his pants not fall down any farther, and carry this for me because I'm a member of the faculty and I asked him for some help. That's how I engage the problem.
Do you know where that came from? Do you know what started that?
Prisons?
Yes. It started in prisons in California with the gang members. And mm-hmm. And these were the blacks and Mexicans, you know, the Bloods and the Crips. They're not allowed belts. So if you've got a size 36 waist and you go into prison, within a few months you'll be a size 34, then a size 32.
Yeah.
And they were allowed shoestrings. to hold mm-hmm. their pants up, and you just, you know, you make, you tie the front two belt loops together, and that would hold your pants up. But these guys said, you know what, screw you. Mm-hmm. I'm a badass. So they let their mm-hmm. pants hang and hang and hang, and it got to be, it was a sign of, I'm a thug, I'm a gangster.
Yeah.
I'm a bad man.
Yeah, it works real well. Yeah.
And then,
you know,
just them. It was just them. And but when these lowlifes got out of prison, they took this home, and mm-hmm. and it, well, we don't need to go into it, but it started passing through society and into all races.
Well, I remember walking into, I was teaching a class as a guest instructor one day, and I walked in. And I saw some students with their pants falling down and really low. And so before I did anything, I just sat on the desk and I said, well, before we start, let's all gather around. Let's get to know each other. So I introduced myself and I talked about what we're going to talk about in that class for that particular day. And I said, so if I want to be in style, if Mr. Finelli wants to be in style and, you know, kind of look like some of you look, what do I do? Now, do I just go and buy pants that are maybe six sizes too large? Is that how I do it? Or do they make them that way? Is that the style that you know, if you're 32 waist, you buy 32 pants, but they're actually so big three guys can fit in there? Or do you just buy them, you know, six sizes too big? And he looked at me like, yeah, that's a really good question. How do we do this? And they realized that they really look sloppy. And I said, now, you know, I don't always like to paint, but, you know, sometimes I paint the house and I paint some rooms. And sometimes, you know, I might even paint the outside of the house. Now, I'm trying to figure out how I could, you know, be in style and paint the house, you know, because my pants would be falling down with, you know, almost every brush stroke. How do you do that? How would I apply for a job, you know, looking like that as a painter? Could I get a summer job as a painter, you know, all dressed up in style with my pants falling down? I don't think so. Kurt, we've got another hour to go, and I want to tell you a story about Matthew Zulick. He's the CEO of Red Hat in North Carolina. I'll tell you what he and I came up with and what we did, and then I'll tell you what happened with the parents of my students. It's kind of shocking. And it indicates more reasons why we have the problems we have. We'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Allimed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.